Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McFadden is the director of communications at Mystic Seaport, which will reopen on Saturday, and we bring Dan in now. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
We're good, thanks. So Mystic Seaport's obviously been closed. What kind of things did you guys, was going on at the Seaport while you were in this state of shutdown?
Well, we were able to make some improvements on the grounds that were scheduled, so our paths look good, replace some HVAC, but most importantly, we still have to take care of all the boats and ships that are in and out of the water, so our shipyard still had plenty of things to do.
How's the Morgan doing?
The Morgan is doing great. Actually, I was on board yesterday. We're planning on doing a Memorial Day brief ceremony on Facebook Live from the bow on Memorial Day, so we were figuring out camera angles and audio and things like that. She's looking great.
Well, that sounds like fun. How big a financial hit was it to have the museum and the Seaport closed for 10 weeks?
Well, we're still doing those calculations right now. I mean, it's a tremendous hit. And, you know, we had to lay off a large portion of our staff. We're hoping to bring some of them back as the months go forward. We're not able to really do that yet until we can open up more of our museum. So we'll see. We'll see. We are stable. We secured some bridge loan and some federal financing like many other institutions. So we're financially stable, but we are looking at a substantial deficit towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I was down there, I think it was last summer, the summer before, and I hadn't been there for a while. And you have a lot of indoor space. Now, are those going to be open or not?
Unfortunately, they will not be open in this first phase. We're going to open as an outdoor-only park. So you'll be able to look at the river, look at the boats. This weekend, you won't be able to go on board, but you will the following week. But the indoor exhibits, and you're right, we have seven galleries, one really huge one. And our historic village, you won't be able to go inside those buildings at this first stage. We're hoping to be able to open that up towards the end of June, depending on what the governor allows us to do.
So it'll just be outdoors for people who want to show up this weekend starting on Saturday.
Yeah, we're basically a very pretty park in a historic setting, but it's free admission, so we'd like people to get out of the house and take a break and come and check out our waterfront.
What about the various restaurants and stuff in the area? What, obviously only outdoor seating. Will some of them that have been closed be reopening as far as you know?
Yeah, I think if you're walking down Main Street in Mystic right now, or up in Old Mystic Village and all the restaurants around here, everyone is figuring out a way to open one way or the other. It's been really hard on us. It's been really hard on the restaurants as well, especially some that may not have sort of the financial cushion that we have. So you'll definitely be able to get a meal and get a good meal down here this weekend.
I do think a couple of them. I'm thinking of SP, the Oyster Company. I believe there is a little bit of they have kind of a balcony treehouse kind of thing at the Oyster Club. I think Margaritas has some outdoor seating. So, I mean, there are places that you can eat that are already set up for it. I guess the other, what is it, 36, whatever it is? I've got
Red 36.
Yeah,
that's a great place.
Right,
think about outdoor quite a bit.
Yeah, there is. And some of the other restaurants, to my knowledge, I couldn't be specific, but I know people are looking at taking over sidewalk space and their parking lots and things like that. The restaurateurs are very eager to be helping, as we still
understand.
No kidding.
Well, and I think of a place like the DPI where they're going to have to create outdoor seating there because they don't have any,
room.
It's such a tight little building. As you look at the plan, Dan, for the state to reopen gradually, what would the next phase be like for you, for Mystic Seaport?
The next phase for us, we're looking, so we have two things. We'd really like to get people back indoors, and that's sort of phase two of the plan that we supplied to the governor, which is very late June, if all goes well. So that's number one. And number two, a lot of what we do is interact with our visitors, which will be challenging from 6 feet away. So our outdoor programs, our demonstrations, we're having to rethink that. But being able to do those two things will really return us to, you know, what we normally are in the summer.
So this weekend, Danny, will you have the characters there? Some people portray people of the era. Will you have them there, or is that going to be phase two?
That's phase two. So the role players that we have are not going to be here this weekend. We're just part of what we're doing. Well, it's what we were allowed to do, but part of what we're doing is figuring out how to open up our grounds to people in as safe a manner as possible. So it's a learning curve for us as well as visitors. And we're going to have to ask people to wear masks when they're on the grounds. Obviously, that's a huge change from standard practice.
Yeah,
so we're taking it slow. We're really looking forward on inviting people back. We're not charging admission this week from Saturday through the following Friday. So we hope people just, you know, take the opportunity to come down and check us out. And like, as I said, get out of the house and enjoy some time with the family.
Okay. And the hours are going to be 10 to 4 this weekend and then 12 to 4 from Tuesday through next Friday. So
exactly. Yep.
Hey, Dan,
and also one other thing I just want to put on, Ray, that you have to go in via the south entrance and park in the south lot.
Yeah, thank you. We do have two lots. So head to the south entrance. It's the one with the big tugboat in the front. And it's one way. We'll just count people as they go in, and then there's a separate exit, and we'll count people as they go out and make sure we don't have too many people on the grounds.
And just looking ahead, let's say to happier times, I know you do a lot of tours. It's a great field trip for kids. You're not really doing booking those yet, are you?
We're not booking those yet. We have our education department has actually been doing a lot in the digital space for years, and we've been offering a lot of distance learning via Zoom and really ratcheted that up. So that part of our program is really going great guns now.
Excellent.
Schools are you know, basically eating up whatever distance learning you can provide.
That's
been a bright spot for us.
And for people to find all the regulations and just make sure that they know what's going on and where they can go and what's new there, it's www.mysticseaport.org, and you can see in the front page COVID-19 updates, and it's got all the information there. So
yeah, that's right. We'd appreciate people to check out, because if our grounds do fill up, we'll have to put a notice on the website and social media, but we'll see how things go.
Well, you know what? We're all experimenting on how we're dealing with this, and obviously the Seaport is an important part of our state and certainly the Mystic community. Dan, be safe. Thanks for the time.
Thanks,
we'll
Dan.
Talk to you before
too.
Phase two.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye. There are a lot of rules and regulations for this weekend.
So they're open, but they're not necessarily
They're pseudo-open, I would say. That's how I'd describe it. And that's how a lot of things are going to be. Look, let's be honest. I mean, it's just... It's better open than not open, but it's not fully open.
I would agree.
And people have to acknowledge that.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.